Chapter 2. The Armoire. From the bedroom where they sat, they heard the apartment door open. The old man coughed a few times as he entered. The old woman whispered to Hugo, "He can't know you're here. Just keep quiet, let him eat his dinner in peace, and then I'll divert him to the bathroom and you can sneak out. Now I don't want to hear a noise out of either of you." Her eyes quickly glanced toward the armoire. It was a brief look, but Hugo and Isabel had both seen her do it. She left the bedroom and closed the door behind her. Hugo and Isabel sat staring at each other for a few moments, and then Hugo whispered,
"She looked over at the armoire. There must be something in it."
"I already searched it when I was looking for the notebook," Isabel said. "There's nothing."
"Search it again," said Hugo.
"Don't tell me what to do," said Isabel. But after thinking about it, she pulled another bobby pin from her pocket. Within moments, she had unlocked the doors. She looked again through the hanging coats and through the folded sheets and the clothes on the lower shelves. She took the chair Hugo had been sitting on, stood on it, and checked the top shelves, but still found nothing. As Hugo looked up at her, he noticed something odd. There was a decorative panel at the top of the armoire, which had two thin parallel cracks in it. He pointed them out to Isabel. She reached up and knocked on the wood. It sounded hollow. Still standing on the chair, she was able to get a grip on the wooden molding, and she pulled until the panel had come off in her hands, revealing an old wooden box. Isabel shrieked and lost hold of the box. She landed on the floor, and the box landed on her foot and smashed to bits. She screamed again. The contents of the box flew everywhere. Hundreds of pieces of paper of every shape and size scattered across the floor. Hugo saw that they were all covered with drawings. Also inside the box was what appeared to be a very thin old blanket, covered with images of stars and moons. It was frayed and dusty. Within moments, the bedroom door flew open.
"Isabel!" yelled her godmother as she ran to the girl.
The old man stood frozen in the doorway. He was staring at the drawings.
"Why would you do this, children? Why?" wailed the old woman. "Hugo, gather up these drawings and lock them in the armoire.